God wants to change things in your career. He wants to change things in your family. But if you keep jumping kingdoms, then you lose his authority.
Dr. Tony Evans says too many of us act like God's in charge one day and Satan the next.
If you don't act in concert with his lordship and the principles of his kingdom, his authority, you'll never realize.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Thanks to the cross, the devil was defeated and his authority over us was taken away. Today, Dr. Evans explains how many of us have given it right back to him and reveals how we can reverse Satan's rule in our lives. Let's join him.
What we have suggested to you is that unless you understand the theology of spiritual authority, you'll never rule your world. You'll always be reacting to another ruler who is ruling your world. But I have good news for you today, and the good news is that you can reverse the devil's rule. If you've come to Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins and the gift of eternal life, which he freely offers to all who come to him for it, then you have been repositioned for rulership. When Satan took over the rule of the world because Adam handed it over to him, a curse came with it. A curse in his career. Now the smooth flowing in the garden would not happen. It would be thorns and thistles. It affected his relationship. The battle of the sexes would, but he will rule over you. There would be war in the family. It affected things financially. It affected their children. It was a cataclysmic fumble. And people have been playing defense ever since, trying to keep the devil from gaining more territory over their world. But with the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, you now have home field advantage. Because he's changed something that I want to talk to you about today, binding and loosing. But this will set the stage for it, because you have to understand why you can bind and why you can loose. When this fumble occurred and God was handing out the curse for moving out from his alignment, he gave a prophecy in Genesis 3:15. He says, there will be the seed of the woman. And the serpent will bruise the seed's heel, but the seed will crush the serpent's head. Jesus said, now you fumbled the ball, Adam, and you've turned over the rule of the planet to the evil one by moving from underneath my alignment. But I've got some good news coming, because the woman is going to have a child. Now, it's a very interesting phrase. He says, the seed of the woman. Normally, you would read the seed of the man. But see, this baby would have no human father. So it would be the seed of the woman. The seed of the woman would have his heel hurt by the serpent, representing Satan. But the seed of the woman will crush the serpent's head. Let me say that again. The seed of the woman, Jesus Christ, will crush the serpent's head. You missed that. The seed of the woman, let me add something more to it, will crush the serpent's headship. Headship is rule and authority. With the coming of the seed of the woman, the headship, the authority of Satan will be crushed. He will get wounded in his process, the heel, the cross. But when this is all over, Satan's headship will be crushed. His authoritative rule will be negated. That's why in our scripture today, Colossians 2, he says in verse 8, no longer be controlled by the thinking of men, philosophy, empty deception, and human tradition. Because in him, Christ, dwells the fullness of God in bodily form. All that makes God God is in Christ, but it's in a human body. That's why he's the Son of God and the Son of Man. That's why he can get thirsty and then walk on water. That's why he can get hungry and then turn sardines and crackers into a Moby Dick sandwich. That's why he can die and then get up. Because he's the God-man, fully God, fully man, in one person. In Jesus Christ dwells the fullness of God in bodily form. And there's so much there. In him, verse 10, you have been made complete. There's nothing missing. In fact, chapter 1, verse 15 says, Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones and dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things. In him all things hold together. So if you are falling apart, that means you and the glue haven't hooked up, because he says in him all things hold together, maintain their equilibrium. He wants you to know that if you have come to Christ, you have come to the one who's broken the head of the serpent. Jesus Christ is the new head of state. Head of state is the one who is in final authority. Let me put it another way. He now has veto power. When the opposition to the president gives him a law he doesn't want, he vetoes it. Jesus Christ now, by virtue of the cross, has veto power. Chapter 2 goes on to say, all this occurred, verse 12, when he raised him from the dead. When he raised him from the dead, verse 14, he canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, which were hostile to us, and he has taken it out of the way when he nailed it to the cross. When he had disarmed the rulers and authority, he made public display of them, having triumphed over them through him. Satan got whipped at Calvary. His headship over your life and over your world was canceled when the debt, the fumble, got canceled. And so that's why the Bible says over and over and over and over again, Jesus Christ is head. Ephesians 1:22 says, and he is head over all things, but he's only available to the church. In other words, only Christians can utilize his headship. He's over everything. He's sovereign over everything, but he's only available to Christians, to the church. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 27 says that Jesus Christ is head over all things, and the enemies have been placed under his feet. He's in charge now. That is, he has legal authority. And he has legal authority in the spiritual realm. Why does he need legal authority in the spiritual realm? Because the spiritual realm is the thing that affects the physical realm. If you don't fix it up there, you can't fix it down here. See, you can go to all the meetings you want. You can go to all the help and you may find some temporary reprieve. But if you want it fixed from the root up, you've got to get the cause. The only reason Adam and Eve had a problem was because the spiritual entered the garden through the serpent. So if you don't bind and loose it there, it won't be bound and loosed here. And so we're complaining that our situations don't change when we've not addressed the cause. We've not addressed the root. We keep playing with the fruit. Jesus Christ is authoritative. He's calling the shots now. That's raising the question now. Okay, that's nice and it's ethereal. But I'm living down here with financial problems and career problems and family problems and children problems. I'm not ruling my world. My world is ruling me. But yet you tell me Jesus Christ is the head. He's calling the shots now. I'm underneath his authority. I'm supposed to be ruling my world. I'm supposed to be telling my world what to do. My world is telling me what to do. What's wrong since I'm a Christian? Okay, let's understand something. Look at the verses here. Verse 10. For in him you have been made complete. In him you were circumcised. Verse 12, in him you were baptized. Verse 13, you were made alive together with him. in him, with him, in him, with him, in him, with him, in him, with him, in him, with him. That is a theological statement about our union with Christ. Okay, when I come in the morning to church on Sunday morning, some ladies have some coffee made for me. And so when I come in the morning, they'll bring in me a cup of coffee. The coffee is black, but I take cream in my coffee. So they will take cream and pour it into the coffee. So the cream is now in the coffee. The coffee is stirred and a union occurs. The cream is united with black coffee. Now I don't have black coffee and white cream. I got brown coffee. Because the union of the white milk with the black coffee creates something different than they were when they were apart. Because a union has occurred. So wherever the black coffee goes, the white cream goes. Wherever the white cream goes, the black coffee goes, because they've been placed in union. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 5 and 6 says, when Christ died, we died with him. When Christ arose, we arose with him. When Christ was seated on the right hand of the Father, we were seated with him. In other words, we were attached to Christ and we were stirred up and there is no separation. So that if we want what Christ has, we have to function in union with him.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment to explain more about what this new mixture means in our lives. As we're learning, the Bible has a lot to say about how to break through the barriers standing in the way of spiritual victory. And Dr. Evans has written a brand new book that addresses the most fundamental part of that process. It's called Kingdom Disciples, a look at going from just being converted to being completely committed. You'll learn how being a disciple equips you to make disciples and discover the impact that can make on your home, your community, and the world. Request your copy of Kingdom Disciples, and we'll send it to you as our thank you gift when you support Tony's ministry with any contribution, no matter the amount. Your financial support is the only way we can continue bringing you this program each day, and we really depend on you. So contact us right away and request your copy of Kingdom Disciples before this limited time offer runs out. And we'll send it to you along with a special bonus, all 10 messages in Tony's current series, The Keys to Spiritual Victory. Details are available online at tonyevans.org or by reaching out to our resource center at 1-800-800-3222. Team members are standing by day and night to help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. We'll pick up where we left off in today's lesson right after this.
Journey to a time of kings and prophets. Witness epic battles and miraculous events. Live the greatest adventures ever told, straight from the pages of the Bible. The Tony Evans Training Center provides more than just world-class training in a learn-at-your-own-pace environment. It strives to make the books of the Bible come alive. We'll take you deep into God's Word so that you can experience it in a life-changing way. Begin your journey today at TonyEvansTraining.org. That's TonyEvansTraining.org. Explore the kingdom anytime, anywhere.
Look at verse 13 of chapter 1 of Colossians. Verse 13 puts it this way. For he rescued us from the dominion, the authority of darkness, and transferred us to the rule, kingdom of his beloved son. You were transferred, when you became a Christian, out of the wrong kingdom into the right kingdom. You used to belong to Satan's rule before you met Christ. Now, having come to Christ, you're part of a new kingdom, and every kingdom has a king, of which Jesus Christ is the king. Satan, in order to rule your world, has got you to get you to leave your kingdom and come back over to his kingdom that you just left, Because once you operate apart from your union, you operate apart from its authority. So the reason why we're not experiencing more rule of our world is that we've been duped into believing I will come on Sunday and get information about my real kingdom, but when I live on Monday, I'm going to tip that over to the other kingdom and operate that way. Well, once you make that switch, he now can exercise his power because you're no longer under divine authority. When my daughter Priscilla got married, she shifted kingdoms. It was now shifted over to her husband, who was her new head. It was his job to provide provision and protection and guidance. Why? Because she was now taking his name. She was no longer an Evans because she had now transferred kingdoms because of love. She decided that her love for her new husband was greater than her love for her father. But 2 weeks after she got married, she called me up talking about, Dad, I need some money. I said, ask your husband. He's your new head. He's protecting. He's providing for you. Check with you. She said, but yeah, you my father. Well, when I was your head, I was responsible. But you've now shifted over to a new kingdom. But I said, here's what you can do. Ask your head to ask me. And ask him to ask me. Okay? In other words, don't skip him and jump over to me as though you're still part of this kingdom. You're part of a whole nother kingdom now. Satan is saying, ask me, ask me, ask me. I'll gladly provide for you. But he wants you to skip your head, shift over to his head so he can exercise power. You owe me. The reason why we're not ruling our worlds is because we keep shifting. We come to church under one kingdom. We operate at the job at another kingdom. We have devotions in the morning in one kingdom. We operate among our friends in another. We keep flip-flopping kingdoms and wonder why the rule is not there. Wonder why I can't get over the hump. Wonder why the enemy still is calling the shots. He's calling the shots because we're not operating in the union under the headship that God has called us to operate under. The question may be, well then, how does this supposed to work? Look at Romans chapter 16, verse 20. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under Jesus' feet. Is that what it says? So I heard some yes, I heard some no's. Read your Bible, read your Bible. It says, and soon the God of peace will crush the devil under where? Your feet. Well, wait a minute, watch this now. I thought Satan was under Jesus' feet. Well, he is, but I'm in union with him. So if he's under Jesus' feet and I'm in union with him, that means he's under my feet. Jesus Christ defeated the devil, watch this, legally. You and I must defeat him actually. You are to activate the victory that Christ has already achieved in his kingdom. A great illustration of this is Joshua chapter 10, verse 22 to 27. Let me just highlight for you. This is a great story. The kings are giving Israel a bad time, and Joshua is the head of Israel, and they're giving them a rough time. Five kings get together, and they're trying to squash Joshua, but Joshua defeats them. He defeats the five kings. And then look at what Joshua does. In Joshua chapter 10, verse 22, Joshua said, open the mouth of the cave and bring these five kings out to me from the cave. So they did so, and they bring the five kings out. Verse 23, verse 24. When they brought these kings out to Joshua, Joshua called for all the men of Israel and said to the chiefs of war, of the men of war who had gone with him, come near. Put your feet on the necks of these kings so that they came near and put their feet on their necks. Joshua said to them, do not fear or be dismayed. Be strong and courageous, for thus the Lord will do to all your enemies with whom you fight. What is the Lord going to do? Put his feet on their neck. Now, Joshua is the head man, But Joshua says, even though we've whipped them, I want you men to put your feet on their necks. In other words, I want you to actualize the victory that I'm already declaring, because God's going to do to everybody else what he's illustrating he's doing to these five kings right now. God wants you to be able to put your foot on the neck of your situation. He wants you to put the foot on the neck of your problem. He wants you to put the foot on the neck of your career. He wants you to actualize on earth what he's already declared from heaven. But if you don't act in concert with his lordship and the principles of his kingdom, his authority, you'll never realize. And you'll be out there fighting for power, a victory you can never win against an angel. You'll be out there fighting for power. God wants to change things in your career. He wants to change things in your family. He wants to change things with your finances. He wants to change things in your physical well-being. But if you keep jumping kingdoms, then you lose his authority and you get out there and you just do the best you can. He says, put your feet on their necks, because Satan is under your feet. Anytime you were to come to my house, one thing will perpetually be on the television, and that is the NFL Network. During football season, they show you the scores of the game. All the games, the 32 teams in the NFL, they will show you the scores each week of every game. But let me tell you what the NFL Network does also. They replay the games. You know what worked out by the score. You know how it worked out by the game. You know what happened by the score. You know how it happened by the game. As I'm sitting and watching a rerun of a game where I already know the outcome, it changes how I watch it when I know where it's going. I see my team fumble, but I don't get all shook up because I know where this thing is going. I see my quarterback throw an interception, but I ain't going to get all nervous because I know where this thing is ending. I see my team go four and out and I'm unable to score a first down, but it don't matter because I know where this thing is going. At halftime, my team is losing. It don't matter because I know where it's going. I may get a little frustrated. I may get a little upset, but I ain't going to lose it. I'm not going to have to get on Prozac because I know where this thing is going. I have already seen the end when they showed me the score. Jesus wants you to know where this thing is going. He has already been defeated. He has already been decapitated. The bullets have already been removed. So you got a bad situation on your job. That's okay, because we know where this thing is going. You have a bad situation in your finances. It's a little unnerving, but it's okay, because you know where this thing is going. There's some family problems, but you can survive it, because you know where this thing is going. There's some health issues. You can be troubled by it, but you know where this thing is going, because he has already defeated him, and you are in union with him. Claim your authority under his lordship by the rules of his kingdom, and then you will see him overrule in your rule of your world.
Dr. Tony Evans, explaining how we can reverse Satan's rule in our lives. Has God brought someone to mind today who needs to hear this message? Or maybe you'd like to review it on your own or share it with your Bible study or Sunday school group. Just call us at 1-800-800-3222 or visit us at tonyevans.org for details on getting a copy of Reversing Satan's Rule. And while you're there, be sure to check out Tony's current series, The Keys to Spiritual Victory. This 10-message collection contains material we won't have time to present on the air and provides a great overview of what it takes to win the spiritual battles in your life. Don't forget, for a limited time, we're offering it as our thank you gift when you make any donation toward Tony's ministry, no matter the amount. Better yet, it'll come to you bundled with that new book I told you about earlier, Kingdom Disciples. The special double offer runs out soon, so don't put it off. Visit tonyevans.org today to make the arrangements. Or give us a call day or night at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222.
Well, as we've been learning, power is pointless unless we put it to work. So tomorrow, Dr. Evans will focus on how to use the keys God has given us to unlock our spiritual authority in vital areas of life. I hope you'll be with us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.